2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
FBI agents pulled boxes and boxes of evidence from the home of Brian Laundrie today in Northport, Florida. They've towed a silver Mustang, and a search warrant says they were looking for computers or external hard drives. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, a hard freeze is expected in many parts of the state tonight. In the colder valleys, pluck those fruits and veggies fast as you can, then things will warm up through the rest of the week. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Just a little bit of slowing as you make your way in Davis County from Burton Lane up to Kaysville. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine but cool, only 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're at 63 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The COVID-19 pandemic is now officially the nation's deadliest. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
COVID-19 has now killed more people in the United States than the Spanish flu did in 1918. Johns Hopkins, which is keeping track of the death toll, said the country has now surpassed 675,000 deaths from COVID-19, though on a per capita basis, the Spanish flu pandemic killed a higher percentage of the nation based on the population at the time. There was also no vaccine for the Spanish flu the way there is now. And of the 1,900 or so daily deaths from the coronavirus, most are among the unvaccinated.
The Homeland Security Secretary heads to the border to witness a crisis.
The Homeland Security Secretary in Del Rio, Texas, where thousands of migrants have crossed the Rio Grande River into the U.S. Secretary Mayorkas saying most of the Haitians entering through Mexico will be sent home by air.
We anticipate at least 1 to 3 flights per day.
The Biden administration using a pandemic rule to return most undocumented migrants without their ability to appeal. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Vaccinated foreign travelers from the UK and Europe who test negative for COVID-19 will be able to fly to the U.S. starting in November, the announcement today from the White House. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine is safe for children 5 to 11, expected to seek emergency use authorization in just a matter of weeks. ABC News contributor and infectious disease expert Dr. Todd Ellery.
And I do think we could get this sooner than I even anticipated. I thought it would be the end of the year, but now perhaps at some point in October, the FDA could lead to an emergency use authorization. So that's good news.
In Wyoming, human remains thought to be those of Gabby Petito have been located. In Florida, Petito's fiancé, Brian Laundrie, has not. His family's home searched by the FBI today.
This is definitely an escalation and a new development in this case, because all week we heard from authorities talking about how this was not a criminal investigation. It was two separate missing person cases.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault. You're listening to ABC News.
And let's go in depth about this ugly day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 had its worst day since May. The Dow down more than 600 points. It was far worse during the day. We're joined by the editor-in-chief of Investopedia, our friend Caleb Silver. And Caleb, I'm seeing in the financial press they're blaming China for the losses today. Can you explain that?
Good to be with you. And there is a big company out there called China's Evergrande Group. This is one of the biggest real estate developers and lenders in China. It's got a $300 billion debt load, and it's warned now twice that it may not be able to service its debt. That could mean a lot of losses for its investors, and that means a lot of Chinese banks will put a lot of money into it, and U.S. banks that are also invested throughout China, whether directly through Evergrande or through Chinese banks. That's where you get that intermarket contagion. What happens on the other side of the world, because of the nature of capital markets today, affects us here, especially with a company of this size.
Is that it? Or perhaps what else might have contributed to this ugly Monday?
Plenty of other things. This is the worst 2 weeks of the year historically for the stock market. September is the worst month. The final 2 weeks are usually the worst 2 months of the year. It doesn't mean it has to sell off. It just means usually this is when investors may take some profits on a very good year. And it's been a very good year by and large for the stock market. There are bear markets throughout the broader stock market. But when you look at the benchmark index, the S&P 500, it's up about 15%. And I think anybody would have taken that at the beginning of the year, given all the uncertainty. There's that. There's also the fact that we had this debt ceiling that we keep kicking down the road. This is, you know, the Treasury's ability to pay, to service the debt and pay back, to service its own debt. And our debt is just enormous right now. It's only gotten bigger in the last 2 years, given the pandemic. The Treasury Secretary warning there may be a government shutdown if we cannot come to an agreement on the debt ceiling. This happens all the time, and all we do is kick that can down the road. I expect that to happen again. But you have that, you have some softness in the economy, and you have some uncertainty. Uncertainty is kryptonite for investors. If they can't see the future, they take money off the table.
All right, so you mentioned taking profits. If you're a long-term investor, Caleb, are the exit signs flashing red, or do you just stay cool and let this play out?
I think you got to let it play out. Look, the stock market has not had a 5% move down in a day in over 320 days. That's a very long period of quietude, right? The volatility has not been extreme at all. It was back today. But if you're a long-term investor and you don't need your money in the next 2 years or 2 to 5 years, stay in the stock market. Maybe rebalance a little bit if you feel overweight in a certain sector. If you're a big tech investor, tech's been getting pretty hard right now. Maybe you lighten up there. If you only own small caps have been getting destroyed. They're very sensitive to the economic cycles. Maybe you broaden that out a little bit. Good time to rebalance if you haven't already done that. But this is not the day to sell, nor is tomorrow the day to sell, even if we have another sellout. Don't sell in the middle of a sell-off. Let things wash out a little bit, rebalance, come back in to the positions that you believe in, dollar cost your average way in, you'll make it, because this is a marathon. This is not a sprint, even though the financial media turns it into one of those every single day.
I like that. It's a marathon. Investopedia's Caleb Silver, thanks so much for joining us. The S&P down 1.7% today. KSL News Time 321 traffic now. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Len Thomas.
Jeff on the roll with good speeds and spacing early in the drive right now. I-15, no delays heading from Spanish Fork to Lehigh and over the point to downtown Salt Lake City. The 201 freeway showing just a spot of slowing moving eastbound from Magna to 5600 West. We do have a crash in Parley's Canyon, I-80, 1 mile east of Lamb's Canyon. That's affecting westbound traffic just a bit there. And another one in Park City, that's Snow Creek Drive in Park City at SR 248. A westbound right lane is blocked there. Steve?
Got a couple of crashes on the side streets, 8 South and 12th East in Salt Lake. The other crashes in West Valley with injuries, 35th South and 3400 West. Meantime, northbound 15 rolling at full speed right now, leading from Salt Lake into Davis County. Then some slowdowns by the Kaysville Ponds. Then you're back up to speed all the way to Willard Bay. Got a crash in Ogden, though. Northbound Washington Boulevard at 20th Street with two right lanes closed. Don't miss the Gluten-Free World Expo Saturday, September 25th from 10 to 5 at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Tickets on sale at myglutenfreeworldexpo.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, traffic and weather together on the nines, and we have the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Chilly morning is here. Sunshine 65 today. That's going to be it. Way below average. Tomorrow, sunshine up to 73 and then 79. A really pleasant day on Wednesday. Mostly sunny skies. Going to warm up Thursday. Partly cloudy, 81. More the same on Friday. Also up to 81. And we'll keep it at the low 80s for the weekend. Great weather. Sunshine 82 Saturday and 83 Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, it's kind of a pumpkin spice sort of day. We're at 63 degrees in Salt Lake.
Jeff Kaplan, only on KSL News Radio.
Because I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and now that the summertime is in the rearview mirror, all of those outdoor adventures, off-road adventures, high-temperature driving, this is the perfect time to get into Burt Brothers and have them look the vehicle over and get you ready for the fall and winter driving conditions that are just around the corner. Taking a look at your tires and brakes, doing the oil changes, looking the engine over, Burt Brothers is your one-stop shop for all of your automotive service needs. And with the brand new store on Antelope Drive in Layton, it's now open. It's ready to serve the folks in North Davis County and South Weber County. When it comes to brand name tires too, nobody does it better than Burt Brothers, carrying only the brands you know and trust, keeping you safe on the road, and you'll get more miles from those tires. Go to burtbrothers.com, see all of the money-saving options, shop and buy and schedule your next appointment right there online. It's waiting for you at Burt Brothers, the complete auto care that is done better.
One, two, three. Ready or not, here I come.
Finding extra cash feeling like a game of hide and seek? Golden West Credit Union has made getting a home equity line of credit easy as 1-2-3. With this amazing introductory rate of just 1.23% APR through June 2022, you can unlock increased equity to update your kitchen, consolidate some debt, or finally take that dream vacation. Count to three and simply apply in minutes at any Golden West branch or online at gwcu.org. Equal housing lender, NMLS 440574.
We'll take care of you.
1-2-3. Ready or not, here I come.
Finding extra cash feeling like a game of hide and seek? Golden West Credit Union has made getting a home equity line of credit easy as 1-2-3. With this amazing introductory rate of just 1.23% APR through June 2022, you can unlock increased equity to update your kitchen, consolidate some debt, or finally take that dream vacation. Count to three and simply apply in minutes at any Golden West branch or online at gwcu.org. Equal housing lender, NMLS 440574.
We'll take care of you.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST for our $55 drain cleaning special will stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
It's time to buy that suit you've been holding off on. Mr. Mack has the right suit at the right price for any occasion. Visit them at one of their 9 Mr. Mack locations.
We're watching Utah's money. Peloton is looking to expand outside of the home. CNBC reports the company wants to put its stationary bikes and other fitness equipment in commercial settings like health clubs, universities, and hotels. KSL Drives GM could start replacing batteries in Chevy Bolts as early as next month. The batteries have been recalled after 13 confirmed fires. We may be months away from Christmas, but you might want to think ahead and be prepared for higher costs. CNN Business reports artificial Christmas tree sellers are increasing their prices as much as 20%. To deal with the global supply chain issues. And what an issue Wall Street was today. Our sharpest drop since May, the Dow plunging 614 points. We end the day at 33,970. The S&P fell 75 points, and the NASDAQ sunk 330, losing more than 2% of its value.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.